Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Her name is Lashai, and her phone number is 917-595-9555.
Can you repeat the phone number for me one more time?
Sure, 917-595-9555.
Okay, thank you so much. I can take it from here.
Yeah, thank you so much, ma'am.
Hi there, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can hear you.
Okay, beautiful. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you did meet that criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Of course. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with this?
I don't have nobody assisting me. I just spoke to somebody that just introduced me to you.
Okay, no worries. But you haven't signed with another law firm, nothing like that, right?
No.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
I'm sorry, I just seen this on the commercial, and I applied, and I signed up online.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Of course, I'd be more than happy to help here. Remind me, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And again, I am so sorry to hear that. Do you know if it was the meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It's not the brain.
Okay, the brain. And do you remember when you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, I want to say 2000 and, well, it's been so long now. But I started taking it in 2015.
Okay.
And I started taking it, so I want to say like, I started taking it like 2018, so I want to say about 2019.
Okay. I'll put around 2019 of your diagnosis. And then what was your date of birth?
March 13th, 1990. Yeah, it was January 2019.
Okay. So I'll put January
when I was diagnosed.
For diagnosis date. Okay. And then date of birth, you said that was March 13th of 1990, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was, I'm sorry, do you know anyone else that used Depo Provera was also affected by it?
I do.
Okay. And what was your relationship to this person, if you don't mind me asking?
A friend. Like, I have friends, like, you know, we was doing it because it's parental, as our pregnancy, we try to prevent being pregnant, you know, when you're young, mm-hmm. You want to have fun. So, yeah, we was outside with that. But, yeah, I do know a couple of people who was doing the same thing I was doing.
Okay. No worries. Okay, and do you remember that it was Depo Provera, not, like, another generic version?
It was.
Okay, it was Depo. And then did you use it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes, I was doing it for, I had to do a cycle 6 every 2 months.
Okay. And then you said you started in 2015. Do you remember maybe what month?
March.
Okay, around March of 2015, and then you last used it maybe around 2018. Do you remember the month of that year?
Like December. It was December because it was cold.
Okay. Great. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Female, perfect. And can you spell your first name for me?
L-E-I-S-H-A-I.
Perfect. So that was L-E-I-S-H-A-I, correct?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And what about your last name?
A-I-K-E-N.
Okay, so that was A-I-K-E-N as in Nancy, right?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. What about your social?
You want my social security number?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit nervous with giving that out on the phone.
And I completely understand. If you just wanted to do the last four, that's completely fine as well.
Yeah, 8914. That's the last four.
Okay, 8914. Beautiful. And did you have an email address that we can best reach you at?
Yeah, so it's A as in Apple, L as in Larry, E as in Elephant, I as in Ice Cream, S as in Sam, H as in House, A as in Apple, I as in Ice Cream, 2930. @gmail.com.
Okay, beautiful. Let me read that back to you. I have aleishai2930@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what about the best phone number? Can you confirm that?
917-595-9555.
Okay, perfect. So again, that's 917-595. No worries. 9555.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what about the best address?
301 Sutter Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11212, apartment 3A as an apple. I'm sorry, I'm getting over this. I'm trying to get over this cold. Still under the weather. Jeff and stuffy.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I hope you do feel better. You said that was apartment, the number 3, and then A as an apple, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. And then was the Depo Provera shot administered by a doctor, medical staff, or was it yourself?
It was from a doctor.
Okay. Doctor. And how many times?
It was a family doctor, actually.
Okay. And how many times do you think you were administered the product?
I took it twice. I took it every 2 months for like a year. So in about 3 months, that's like 3 years or some change. So I want to say about 15 times.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. I'll put about 15.
If I had to do the math.
Yeah. And then that family doctor that administered the Depo Provera, do you remember their name?
Yes. His name was Ricardo Alonso.
Okay, let's see here. And was he out there in Brooklyn, New York, or in New York?
Yes, he was in Brooklyn on DeKalb.
Okay. Okay, do you see one here? Perfect. Dr. Ricardo Alonso. And what hospital did you say that was? I'm sorry.
That was New York Presbyterian.
Okay.
Methodist.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, so the New York Presbyterian Brooklyn Methodist Hospital. Is that the one?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, on 5th Street.
Yes, on 6th Street. Perfect. Okay, so I'm just inputting some of their information on there. Was this the same doctor that prescribed the Depo?
Yes, that's the doctor that prescribed the Depo.
Okay. And do you know how they diagnosed the meningioma? Was that with a CT scan or with an MRI?
Yeah, so it was a CT scan.
Okay.
CAT scan.
Okay. And what about the doctor that diagnosed you?
His name was Roy, I think it was Accolade. He was a neurologist.
Okay, let's see.
I think it was Alcala.
Oh, I see him. Yeah. Roy N. Alcala. Is that the one?
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect.
And I remember he was on West 168, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah, I do see an address for here. It says 710 West 168th Street.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what the facility was called?
I don't remember the facility name. I just know.
Was it his office?
It was his office.
Okay, no worries. I'll just put his name on there. And then before the meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any sort of cancer?
No.
Okay. That is good to hear.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I completely understand. Okay, and then what treatment did you go through for your meningioma?
So I went through radiation. I went through chemo. I went through laser. Well, radiation and laser. And I took some medications.
Okay. And when was this? Was this around the time that you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay.
In January 2018.
Okay. And what doctor was
it? I got diagnosed about like five days after I went for the visit, and they had to like a biopsy.
Mhm.
Yeah.
And again, I am so sorry. Where was it that you went through the treatment? Was it at that Roy and Alcalay's office?
Yeah.
Was it okay? Okay. So make sure to put that information on there as well. And then, do you have the medical records for this?
I'm not on hand.
Okay, that's okay. But I'm assuming the clinics would have all that information.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you were hospitalized for meningioma, right? After those 5 days, you said in January of 2018 or in December?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That was in January 2018, right?
No, 2019.
January 2019.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. No worries. Now, we do request an emergency
contact. I took my last shot in 2018.
Okay.
I took it from 2015 to 2018. So that was like about 3 years. I took the 15 shots then when I was diagnosed in 2019.
I see. Let's see here. Yeah, that's right. I apologize. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Not really.
No, no worries. That's okay. I can definitely override this. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to go ahead and pull those medical records and get that case started for you. Do you want this sent to your email or your text messages? Do you have a preference?
You can send it to my email.
Okay. Beautiful. Send to your email. And again, before I do submit this, I just want to go over some of the information that's on here. Just 1 second while I pull this up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now stop me if anything sounds incorrect. I have your first name spelled L-E-I-S-H-A-I, last name A-I-K-E-N. I have address as 301 Sutter Avenue. That's apartment 3, A as in apple, and that's in Brooklyn, New York, 11212. I have your email address as, I believe it's your first name, or I have aleishai2930@gmail.com. Is that the best one?
Yes.
Okay.
Last name of the initial, and the first name.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I just sent that. If you haven't already, you could put me on speaker and open up your email. It should have just delivered, and it should be under my name, which is Carolina Hernandez.
Yes, I see it.
Perfect. So you're just going to tap on that link, and let me know if you have any issues signing. I'll make sure to stay on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I did just receive that. Now I am going to send you a text message. Okay, it's going to be from my direct line. So if you have any questions, any concerns, you can always reach out to me and I'd be more than happy to assist. Besides that, the attorneys will reach out within, I would say, about 48 hours. They're just going to verify some of the information that we went over, so it should be a fairly quick call. And before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you again for your time and Happy New Year, okay?
Thank you. Same to you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.